At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders joining us on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. He is Joey McGuire. And thank you for joining us on the show as always, whether it's through our radio affiliates on YouTube or, of course, on the podcast. Well, coach, it's that time of year. We're starting to think about the season ahead and we're fresh off of media days here this month. So is this the time of year for you when you start to get psyched, you start to look at the schedule? What is this July, August time of year like for you as a head coach?
A lot of excitement. You know, as soon as media day hits, it's almost like it's time to go to work. And, you know, we report July 30th and we practice on July 31st. So it's just right around the corner.
It's coming up fast. When you look at your first two seasons, I mean, it's crazy to think, but these are the first two back-to-back winning seasons in conference play for Tech football since Mike Leach. So do you look at that? Do you say, hey, this thing is building how I want it to? Do you feel like it left something on the table the first 2 years? How do you put that statistic into perspective based on where the program has been from what you took it over as?
Well, you know, I think year one, we did some things that a lot of people didn't expect us to do year one. Year two was really frustrating. We lost some games. You know, we go to Wyoming, you get beat. We have Oregon. We're leading in the fourth quarter and turn the ball over twice. We go to West Virginia and have an opportunity to go into overtime, and we don't get it done on that last drive. And so I think we left some stuff on the table last year. I hate to make excuses. You know, we talk about it all the time. We don't make excuses and we don't let anybody make them for us. But when I said that to one of my mentors, he said, yeah, but there are reasons. You know, I tell everybody, it's all about keeping the quarterback healthy. There's no way in the world I would have thought year one and year two, I would have had to play three quarterbacks both years. And so we got to keep Barron healthy.
Well, that's exactly where I was going next. I mean, whether it was Tyler the last couple of years or, of course, Barron last year into this year, you can't prepare for injuries, but what do you do to say, I got to keep this guy upright this year?
Well, you've got to improve up front. You know, it starts with that. You know, and that's, I always tell everybody, everything that happens in football is a collective effort, good and bad. And so it's just not the offensive line, but we're better up front. You know, we've got to do a good job when it comes to our tight ends and our running back and pass pro also. But then, you know, the thing that I love about Barron, he is a gunslinger. You know, he thinks every play is a touchdown. And, you know, he feels like he can extend every play. But he's got to have a little bit different mindset. You know, he got hit twice against K-State. And that was on him. I mean, there was no reason for him to take those hits. And so we as a collective whole have got to do a better job. We've got to all understand from the play call to the pass protection to, you know, where you could get the ball out, check downs, everything like that. And we've got to do a good job of that.
Does he remind you of anybody either that you've coached or just you've watched in college football in recent memory? Is there someone that comes to mind?
You know, I hate to bring this guy up because, you know, it's hard to compare anybody to the best quarterback in the world. But, you know, he has some similarities because of his arm angles that he could throw at. Whenever it's talking about Patrick Mahomes, he gets the ball out extremely quick, you know, in the RPO game. So I love that. He also reminds me, we played against him, two guys. One guy that we played against, Will Greer, that was at West Virginia. Man, I loved Will. I loved, you know, how he played and his, you know, his toughness. And then his toughness factor reminds me a lot of Charlie Brewer. If you go back to 17, 18, and 19, I don't know if there was a tougher quarterback. He's the toughest player I've ever been around in college football, but I don't know if there was a tougher quarterback in college football in those 3 years of what Charlie Brewer did at Baylor.
Those are some good comparisons right there. Will Greer, there's a name I haven't heard in a while, but yeah, I mean, he had a heck of a run there at West Virginia. So speaking of Patrick Mahomes, I mean, you brought up the name. How do you build a relationship or keep, maintain, continue a relationship with, as you noted, the best quarterback, the best football player in the world, who of course is a tech guy? What is that relationship like? How do you continue to maintain it? I'm here in Kansas City, and listen, you go to a Chiefs game, there's tech stuff up there at Arrowhead Stadium. So you've got the branding here. What do you guys do on your end to make that happen?
Well, you know, we're really fortunate because he is a diehard Red Raider. This, the Adidas rollout with the Patrick Mahomes and Texas Tech, he was a big part of it. He was really behind it, but man, that guy, man, he is so easy to be connected with because he does love this university. I mean, you know, he sent me and Zach Kittley a text the other day that he was getting ready to play NCAA, you know, on PlayStation, and, you know, he's playing with Texas Tech. And, you know, he sends that to me. I'm not reaching out to him. As much as I reach out to him, he's sending me some really good stuff, you know, through text and stuff like that. And so we're very fortunate to have a guy like that, you know. And I mean, we have guys like that. That's just how this place is. I mean, Josh Young for the Texas Rangers, world champs, you know, he's like that. My favorite golfer right now, of course, is Ludwig. So Luddy, if you look at his bag, he's going to have the double T on his bag in the Open this week. I mean, the guys that are Red Raiders, man, they just love this place and they're so passionate about it.
And you, of course, Joey McGuire, the head coach of Texas Tech, is joining us on Heartland College Sports. I mean, the staff obviously is not the staff that he played for here. So that's really a commitment to the university as much as anything. How unique is that, being around the sport as long as you've been around it?
Yeah, I think it's really unique because I've tried, and I know there's guys out there, I'm sure, but I've really tried, you know, to go through and think of, you know, who supports their university like he does. I mean, you know, I know he's wearing it all the time, but even before we made the brand switch, I mean, he was wearing the double T. He just had to cover a different logo, but he was wearing the double T, and he's proud of it, you know, and so it says a lot and what he's giving back to this university. A perfect example is we're playing Kansas last year in Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, his bye week, everybody else is in Cabo or something like that on their bye week, and he's in Lawrence, Kansas on the sideline watching us beat the Jayhawks, you know. And so that's what he's all about.
How about your guys? What is it like for them whenever he's able to kind of make an appearance?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The second time was better than the first time for me. The first time, of course, was whenever he went into the Ring of Honor and went up on the stadium wall and we were playing Baylor. And honestly think, you know, I didn't realize kind of the mixture of everything of playing Baylor for the first time, me and being there before, and then him being in the stadium. I think our guys were almost too pumped. You know, it was almost like we were trying to do some things that were very uncharacteristic. I think more than anybody that did that was Barron. You know, he really pressed that game. And I think going back and thinking about how much excitement was in that stadium, I would have probably treated it a little bit different, addressed it earlier during the week. I didn't know that he would have that kind of effect on the guys, but I'm glad he did, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's something to learn from, and definitely I want him here every time he can get here.
That's awesome. Well, take me through, Coach, this upcoming season. We talked a little bit about the quarterback position. What is the position group that you looked at after last year and said, we really have to improve here? Have you done it? What is that group you look to and feel best about the improvement of?
Yeah, that's an easy answer. That's wide receivers. You know, we just, you know, if you start looking at the amount of yards after catch, what we're doing with the ball. You know, schematically, there was so many times that we were having to scheme things open. And I think the biggest improvement on this team and that where the Red Raiders fan base is going to be so excited is the wide receiver game. And, you know, that starts with getting Josh Kelly, you know, transfer from Washington State. He had 900 plus yards last year. Caleb Douglas got to get a Texas boy back home from Florida. Coy Aiken really came on at the end of last year and had a great year. Dre McCray. And then you add Micah Hudson, you know, and it was funny. My AD, who's my guy, Kirby Holcutt, he's the best in the business. He goes, "Are you backing off of any of how good Micah Hudson is?" And I said, "No, not on your life, man. He is that good." And so I think the biggest thing for us, and then you add in three tight ends that have NFL grades with Mason Tharp, Jalen Conyer, and John Carlos Miller. I mean, two of the tight ends probably could have started for us at outside receiver last year, and Jalen Conyer and John Carlos Miller. I mean, both of them had more yards per catch than any receiver that we had on our team. And so I think that skill position on the offense.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Offense is going to be the biggest change and why we're so excited here at Texas Tech.
What about on the other side where you said to yourself, hey, going into camp, these are some places where I've just got to see what we've got depth-wise, top-end talent-wise. Where do you want to see that growth as you get ready for camp here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I think this is the deepest. Well, as a whole, this is the deepest team we've had in 3 years. Mm-hmm. But defensively, we're really deep. You know, I always laugh. My first year, my two defensive tackles played more snaps than anybody else in the country by 270 snaps.
Wow.
Both of them. They were playing 760-plus snaps their first year, and we basically had three guys that we could play at defensive tackle. We got really lucky that we stayed healthy. We have seven defensive tackles that we feel like we could play in the game. We have three-plus defensive ends on both sides that we feel like we have that we play in the game, five linebackers. But the biggest growth that we have to have on the defensive side of the ball, where we lost some guys, are at safety. You know, at free safety, we lost a draft pick, and I always call him Rabbit, but Dadrian, Demerson Taylor, we lost him at free safety, got drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, you know, and we lost a really good strong safety. And so those are the guys. We have really good players there. They just don't have a lot of experience. And mm-hmm. so that's camp is going to be huge for them.
Well, as you look ahead here, Joe McGuire is joining us, of course, on the show. When you look ahead here to this season, you alluded to last year's slow start. Wyoming, that's a weird game. Oregon, the late turnovers. And then it was a 1-3 start with the one score loss at West Virginia. Is there something you feel like as a coaching staff you want to do different just to not have a slow start to the season like last year?
Yeah, you know, we're really fortunate. You know, we played really well at home, and we played really well in November. And so we start off, five of our first seven games are at home in front of the best fans in the country, in front of a brand new south end zone, a $250 million project. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, it is beautiful. It'll be as good as anywhere in the country whenever it comes to the facility. But I think being at home and getting off to a fast start, and then we have to play better early on the road. We've got a really tough game against Washington State where they're going to induct Mike Leach into their Hall of Fame. And then we play at Arizona. And so, you know, I think one thing that we're going to do, we're going to be really aggressive on the road. We're going to really, I don't want to say take some chances, but even if it's taking the ball first to try to get off to a fast start, we've got to play better on the road because the road games in November are going to be so tough.
Well, if Joey McGuire is saying he's going to be aggressive, then you're going to be really damn aggressive, right? I mean, because you're already aggressive. I mean, you know, there's always chatter about some of the fourth down attempts. So how do you get more aggressive than just regular Joey McGuire aggressive? And is that stuff you plan going into games? Is that just playing the analytics? What is the mindset behind some of those decisions?
No, the decisions whenever we come to fourth down, when we take timeouts, and, you know, the kicking a field goal versus going forward is all on the numbers. I've always been really aggressive by nature, but a lot of those are numbers. But whenever I'm talking about, you know, even being more aggressive is, you know, I remember whenever Chad Morris, his first time, whenever he was the offensive coordinator at Clemson, and, you know, just talking about the number of shots that he's going to take per quarter, going in with a certain number of trick plays, going in with certain, you know, number of how many times is he going to run some kind of misdirection or reverse. And so I really do think that, you know, schematically we can do some things to be more aggressive. And one reason we can is because we're going to be better at certain positions on the offensive side of the ball.
All right. Well, Coach, you also have, of course, the Big 12 changing this year, and you've got three of the new Big 12 schools that you're going to be playing. You mentioned Arizona. You've got them on the road. You've got Arizona State at home, and then you've got Colorado later in the season. This is now a second straight year, four new teams in this league. You know the old Big 12, of course, from the Baylor days. So what is this like as just a coach preparing now for a second straight season for venues and teams that you've never played?
It's really exciting. You know, I'm excited for our fans. I mean, we've got a lot of people who already told me they're going out a couple of days early to Arizona, of course, to play some golf and then come to the game. But, I'm really excited because I haven't played in Arizona. You know, we've never played Colorado or Arizona State. We actually get Cincinnati comes, and we didn't play Cincinnati last year. So we get to play the one team of the new four from last year that we didn't get to play. And so I think it's great. And I think this conference – the one thing from top to bottom, I think it's so tough because I don't care who it is and where you're at. I mean, anybody can beat anybody on any given Saturday. You know, whenever you're trying to create parity in college football, I mean, this definitely happens in the Big 12. I mean, you have a lot of really good coaches. You have a lot of really good teams, and it's going to be a fun year. I am excited we can play Deion at home for the first time around.
You got something lined up for Deion when he shows up in Lubbock? Maybe a housewarming gift or something?
Yeah, my wife does a good job, of course, of putting gifts in the coach's hotel room. But, you know, I've known Deion for a really long time, since 2008. I coached his oldest son in high school football. He was a sophomore for me at Cedar Hill. And I'm excited. I'm just glad I get to play him at home first.
Well, you know, you mentioned the parity, and certainly Brett Yormark hit on that big time at Media Days. No other league has the kind of parity this conference has. I mean, we've talked about it a lot here over the last few months. I would say at least half of this conference says, hey, we could be playing in a Big 12 championship game with a chance to go to the playoff. I'm sure you and you should feel that way. So what does that mean in a sport that is losing some of that in certain conferences for the Big 12 to not have that, you know, and I put up my air quotes when I say blue blood, doesn't have it maybe, but man, the parity is great. How do you guys leverage that?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, I think it's important that we play well in non-conference as a conference. I think it's really important that those Saturday games, whenever we are in conference, are very competitive and entertaining. You know, I think it's but you're 100% right. I mean, there's over half this conference or more, you know, can win this conference, or the two teams that end up in Dallas in the Big 12 championship, there's going to have a lot of people that have that opportunity. And so it's going to be who can stay healthy, who can win on the road. I think the road games are going to be so huge. I mean, they always are, but it's going to be huge in this conference. And, you know, of course, staying healthy. I think that's a big part of it. But I think as a conference early in this season, you know, to kind of move some guys up, we've got to play well as a conference and non-conference games.
Last thing, Coach, with the Big 12 expected to play some games on Friday nights, you know, you're down in Texas, you're an old high school football coach down there. This is the way of the future. It's the way the Big 12, of course, continues the relationship with ESPN and Fox. It makes them happy. But I got to imagine this is kind of bittersweet, because for many of us, Friday's high school, Saturday's college, Sunday's NFL. So as a longtime high school coach, what do you make of this?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough, because you said it perfectly. You know, I always used to say, whenever I was a young coach, you know, you play football on Friday night, you watch college football, and go to church on Sunday and get ready for the Cowboys and watch the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon or at noon, whenever you get out of church. And it's just, it's different. But the one thing with the changing of revenue sharing, the changing of the conferences and how the moves, you've got to find a spot to make your mark. And if it's the Big 12 on Friday night, as much as it's going to be tough for me and the adjustment, you know, because I am a traditionalist and definitely believe, you know, Friday night football is special in the state of Texas. But it's one of those deals that if we can make our mark and we can help our conference, we have to do it, you know, in order to not just survive, but in order to, you know, gain some ground on some of the other conferences.
He is Joey McGuire, the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Coach, thank you so much for being here on the show. Grateful for all you're doing, and thanks so much for the time.
You bet, man. You know, I love what you guys do. I follow you like crazy, so keep it up.
Well, we appreciate that. He is Joey McGuire. I'm Pete Mundo. Hit that thumbs up on YouTube, our radio affiliates. Thank you, as always, for being here. And, of course, podcast listeners as well. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon. Say this, if you are not on the Heartland College Sports Forums, and if you're a Tech fan, by the way, join us there. We don't have enough Texas Tech blood on the Heartland College Sports Forums. It's free to sign up. It's a great way to interact with fellow Big 12 fans, and we are always grateful for your time as we roll through another show and another day. Big 12 football is right around the corner. Check us out at heartlandcollegesports.com. We'll talk to you soon.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.